This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a question for the room.
But the room or the people in it? Be specific.
The people in
it. I hate you so much.
I do too. Yeah.
Aaron, let's leave
this room.
Gosh.
Have you ever seen the movie Phenomenon?
No.
I just watched it again, and that's what made it happen. It's like this guy, it's John Travolta. You'd love the movie, but like he suddenly has like this unbelievable ability that turns into like, he just knows everything and has like starts moving things with his mind and stuff. And he's like, if a man was born, blah, 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 how old would he be now? And he's like, was he born at night? Was he born in the Eastern Seaboard or the Western Seaboard? Be specific, Bob. And then it's like, he
I've seen that scene.
Like rolling a pencil between his fingers, but he's not touching the pencil. Like the pencil's on the table. He's making the pencil go. Sorry. So when anybody, Oh my God.
So you were doing that?
It was him? Like, be specific, Bob. It's like, I'm asking the room a question. It's like, the room or the people in it? Be specific.
The people in the room. I have a question.
It's too late. I've already ruined it. Can we come back in a couple minutes and do it again?
Before I ask it, I need both of you, both of the people in this room, to come down to my level for a second. All right? You're going to pretend like you don't, like you don't dabble in these waters, but I know you do. Everyone does at
which
some
water,
point, right?
Okay, I'm trying to figure out which waters we're talking about. Wearing my underwear more than one day.
which you do.
I never do.
No.
Never. But I will take, we've talked about this and I don't want to get off on the tangent, but like I will not wear it more than one day unless I didn't shower that day. But I would never take off underwear and put on clean underwear on an unshowered body. That's gross.
I agree.
And Aaron does that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Might as well just wear the same underwear.
Yes.
Oh my God, you just made them as dirty as the other, like insta-dirt. Yeah. Yeah, what a disappointment for the clean underwear.
They're like, oh, God.
It's not that gross. Gosh, I don't want to get on your level anymore. I like my level over here.
I want a new cartoon series to come out based on Aaron's underwear. And it's just like this underwear, it's all happy in the drawer. Like, yay. Today's my...
Okay, hold on. Sorry. A total another tangent. There's a trend right now on TikTok. Teenage girls are every morning putting their hands down there and wiping their necks.
To move the pheromones up?
It's called like... what is it? Like, I don't know what it's called. I don't know if I can say it. I'm not going
to
say it.
I don't know how to tell you this. That would work on me.
Stop.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Oh, no! My God. It totally would.
You're the one that just went, and you want to be, you want that on someone's neck.
Well, that's, it's
I'm more of a dirty underwear. Like, that's
it is true. Like, if a girl, I've said this before. If a girl gets out of the shower and says, let's go, I'm like,
do a couple laps.
Yeah, hit a lap.
But I can't put on clean underwear
over a nasty body. No,
I shower you're just like every other day. It's fine.
Okay. Well, do we have time to get into what waters we're supposed to get into for you?
I don't know. I think I'm talking about fast food. And I know,
knew he was going to say that.
I know you don't dabble as much, but everyone does, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone has, you have experience in this, and I'm not going to let you pretend like you don't.
It's
all right,
good.
I'm
like,
just setting the bar right now.
Let me just say this. Am I locked in?
You're pretty locked in.
I'm locked in. Like, I had to
You've been
get
doing better.
Better? I'm down 22-0 pounds.
Wow.
2-0, 20 pounds. But I'm almost to the weight where I had a weight in my head that I wanted to hit, mm-hmm. and I'm like a pound away from it.
So am mm-hmm. I.
And guess what?
What?
I'm unlocking it.
No.
Oh, am I going to unlock it?
Wait, when you get there? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I might unlock it.
Mm-hmm.
I might unlock it in a day or so.
No, because you're going
to... No, because here's my thing. Oh my God, we're eventually going to get to TX thing, whatever
so
it is.
Sorry.
But like, I don't know why, but the other night when I was going home from work, I had to get off. What did I need? I needed something at the Aurora Mall or whatever that is.
Ooh.
So I like, what did I get?
I don't know.
Oh, that's I took something back to Express.
Okay. Yeah.
I just had to like drop off
a handgun?
No. Oh my God. What are you doing,
wow.
Parker resident? You think you're better than Aurora?
Wow.
I got news for you, bro. And I like, I turned in at In-N-Out.
Mm.
Like, that's where I went in. And I was like, and I pulled into their parking lot, and then it was like, locked in, man. And I drove through and right back out.
Wow.
Ooh. I did not do it. But I'm going to tell you, I don't think I could do it. 2 days from now, I don't think I could do it. I think I'm
really.
I think you I'm can double, treat yourself, but don't completely yeah. unlock.
In-N-Out. Okay. My question has to do with fast food mainly.
Okay.
That comes in, not the wrappers, and I can't remember if In-N-Out is this way or not.
It's got a wrapper.
But does, or is it the aluminum foil?
Five Guys is aluminum.
Five Guys is, okay, which you have, and then also Sonic comes in the aluminum foil.
I don't remember the last time I had Sonic. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Sonic's?
It's like a thicker...
the wrapper on the inside of the aluminum foil, sort of, doesn't it?
It's got mm-hmm. that like wax paper
yes.
on the inside and then
like
foil
the
on the outside.
Parchment paper on the inside
oh, the
of
extra,
the aluminum foil.
Yeah. But the aluminum foil is specifically. Yes. So my wife and I, okay, we've all dealt with aluminum foil.
You're doing a lot of justifying up front on this.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Because I knew you'd be like, I eat sushi. I don't unwrap anything. And it's like,
I haven't even really eaten sushi lately because I have to drink with it. And I'm so locked in. Anybody go, you don't have to drink with it. You do, though.
You don't.
You do, though.
You don't.
There is an alcohol killing factor for the sock. Like, there's, I think it's science. Back me up at 303-222-5423. Like, you drink Japanese beer or whatever, and somehow it can kill the bacteria. It, like, I really think that's true. Like, to eat sushi without, like, a little, yeah. So
yeah,
I'm locked in, so I'm not doing it.
So I got Sonic for my wife and I the other night, and when we were done eating, I'm picking up all of the wrappers, you know, I'm clearing the table.
Like, 2 chains and...
Okay. That's strike 2 for you.
Yeah.
He can make puns, but I can't. Why does TAC own the pun market?
I don't know that I do get to make puns. I take crap for them. So I'm clearing the table, and I'm picking up specifically the aluminum foil.
Okay.
And I pick up mine for my burger, and mine, of course, is in a ball, because that's what you do when you're done with it, is you ball it up.
Yes.
I pick up my wife's, who has her aluminum foil neatly folded like it's a mini blanket or something. It's folded into squares. It's like tidy, neat and tidy.
Yeah.
And I confronted her about it.
Confronted her like, about
what
it?
What is this? It's aluminum foil. We're throwing it away. And she says, yeah, you always fold it. You always fold it. Have you ever heard anybody ever fold? Do either of you fold it or do you ball it? Or is there a third option that I'm missing? I thought aluminum foil.
Any and all aluminum foil. Are we talking about just the burgers or any and all aluminum
just
foil?
Just any, yeah. Hers was off of a breakfast burrito, so just whatever. But the foil,
for some reason, that kind of changes.
It doesn't.
Yeah, for a burrito, you fold it up. Anything else, you ball.
What?
For sure.
What?
Yeah.
You're saying you hit Santiago's, which, by the way, as much as I love you, Ben, I love you. El Jardín, go get a Slackerita.
Mm.
It's great. Let me just say. You get a Santiago's burrito and you're just like peeling it like a cutie. You're just like peel the first layer, ball, 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 ball,
mm-hmm.
eat ball,
mm-hmm.
eat ball, eat ball. Okay.
Do not. Please isolate the
Why
audio.
Do I feel like there's about to be a promo? Eat ball, eat ball. The Slacker Show.
So I had never heard of this because, like, I don't know if it's a guy thing because as a guy, you ball it up and then you have a little, you throw it.
Always.
You shoot it, right? Kobe, hello, everyone.
And you have to say Kobe.
Exactly.
You have nailed every part of the aluminum foil process.
And she's got it folded up like a washcloth or something. It's just this little square of aluminum. And you're like, what do I do with this?
No,
you throw it away.
You don't throw away folded things. You throw away bald things.
Mm-hmm.
Eat, ball, throw. The Slacker Show. What?
So now I've met another person who folds. Yeah. You will fold?
But only on a burrito?
For some reason, that just feels more right.
Because the shape of the burrito was long?
I don't know why. Yeah.
It's so like Chipotle, already, you're going to fold.
Well, I get a bowl because gluten-free.
What about the top of the bowl?
Why?
It's kind of that aluminy thing.
It is,
aluminum-y,
yeah.
Aluminium. Mm-hmm. It's aluminium.
You don't ball up the bowl?
The top of the bowl? You ball it up.
No.
I ball up anything I can, yeah, to shoot it into the trash. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
You eat, ball, shoot.
Thank
what
you.
What did I say? What did
eat
I say
ball,
before?
Throw.
Oh, eat, ball, shoot.
No.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.